I'm a great believer in the development of infrastructure in our country. And Steve has just proven to me that it can be done, even in very trying economic circumstances that we are going through now.
This is President Cyril Ramaphosa, and he's speaking at the public launch of Munyaka, a new multi-billion rand development in Waterfall Estate. The Steve that he referred to is Steve Brooks, the CEO of Baldwin Properties.
As I see the water, the lake that he's going to create, and I see the open spaces, I say, this is how you create great communities.
What exactly is Munyaka? How is it possible to build an artificial beach in the city with a 7-hectare crystal lagoon? How many units are there going to be? I got a chance to speak with Steve Brooks to hear firsthand how this mammoth development came to be. I was told to meet Steve at the site where Munyaka is being built just before the first VIP launch. To get there, I needed to travel on a brand new road that cost more than 100 million rands to build just past Kikuyu Estate. It was from this drive that the scale and pace of Baldwin's vision became clear. Construction workers were everywhere, scrambling to get everything ready just before the launch. Palisade fencing was going up, trees were just being planted, construction trucks were everywhere. The tar on the road was barely dry when I got to the site where a massive marquee was erected for the launch. Just past the marquee, I could see the foundation being laid for where in just a few years, Munyaka will be standing.
Okay, what you're seeing is the development right.
It's here Steve started telling me about the site.
You're seeing Munyaka.
He explained to me exactly where each element was going to be, where the main gate will be built, where the lagoon will be placed, where phase one of the development will begin. I first heard about Munyaka in a previous episode of the Waterfall podcast, but that didn't prepare me for just how ambitious this project is. So what exactly is Munyaka? Have a listen to their launch video.
In the heart of the sought-after waterfall area, Baldwin Properties proudly presents a 9 billion rand development with a crystal lagoon the size of 7 rugby fields. It is set to be the crown jewel of Baldwin's portfolio.
President,
how are you? Well, very well. Honor us with your presence. With a 6-star green-rated lifestyle center and every possible amenity you can imagine. Apartments from $799 all the way up to super elite penthouses at 30 million rand each. Let's welcome the new era of luxury living in South Africa, Munyaka.
I couldn't wait to find out more, and Steve was kind enough to sit down with me and explain everything. Look, Steve, last year you and I were speaking and you were telling us all about Munyaka. You were pretty excited. I was on the tangent with you, and now that we're here this afternoon ahead of the launch, I now get exactly why you're excited.
Yeah, thank you very much. We really, really are excited. A lot has happened since we last met, and now we're ready to go with Munyaka. You know, we are really delivering in this tough economy of ours. We believe in this country. We believe in employing people. We have a fantastic joint venture with Waterfall. The vision between Waterfall and Baldwin is absolutely unbelievable. We bought in Crystal Lagoon, a Chilean company, an international company, to partner with us with the first Crystal Lagoon in Gauteng.
There's so much to unpack about this exciting development, but firstly, just keeping with the name Munyaka, and it translates to crystal in Venda, this really is the crown jewel of what you guys have done. I don't know how you're going to raise the bar after this, but let's just talk about how valuable something like this is. It speaks highly of Baldwin's commitment to South Africa and speaks about what you can forecast about the economy.
You know, our clients are always looking for something different. The modern client out there is not just looking for a 80 square meter two bedroom apartment or 120 square meter three bedroom apartment. They're looking for a lifestyle that's safe, secure, good infrastructure, good facilities. And we believe that Waterfall has got all of that. Now, the infrastructure that's been rolled out by Waterfall is unbelievable. And we really believe that this is going to make a massive difference to Waterfall. It's a big development. It's a 9 billion rand investment by Baldwin. And the amount of employment and job creation is unbelievable.
How did the Baldwin team set about to make sure that Munyaka is absolutely different from anything that you guys have worked on before?
Well, the first thing is we had the vision of the Crystal Lagoon. We've already done one in Pretoria called the Blyde, which has gone exceptionally well. A few mistakes, which we've learned, and I think we're getting better at it. You know, by partnering up with an international company like Crystal Lagoon, I think that does make a big difference to the kind of environment we're looking for. And then we went with the best architects in town, light architects, and with the blessing and the vision of Waterfall, we have really put together a fantastic project.
You know, you talk about this Crystal Lagoon, and I have to say the specs of the development are one thing, the clientele will be another thing, but let me just say all the cool kids will be here as well, just to make it very Instagrammable.
Especially when you see me in my Speedo going for the first swim, because that is a sight. I've already got my first Speedo given to me at the Blyde, and I have to swim with that, so I'm sure my PR ladies have got the second Speedo ready for you guys.
Oh, goodness.
And ladies.
This lagoon is absolutely going to be an attraction, because is it true that there'll be some water sports also allowed in it?
Yeah, look, we've got to be very careful of the lagoon from a safety point of view. We employ South African lifesavers officially on all our projects. We only allow non-motorized water sport, so canoes, stand-up paddle boards, all those kind of things. But there is a bit of fun. We have a 50-meter high restaurant, and on the roof of the restaurant, we've got a sensational zip line, which they've already terrified me because I want to be the first one that goes down. Very safety, very controlled, and you land on the beach. So that's going to be a fantastic zip line experience.
So let's also speak about some of the other lifestyle features that will be part of the developments.
I think the first thing the development has, which is absolutely critical, is fantastic world-class infrastructure. You know, when to the public out there, to explain that in a bit more detail, I mean, good roads, good security, good safety. We're cleaning up the Yuxke River to make sure that my dream is to get it to be like a river in Switzerland. I know that's a bit optimistic, but we are trying our best to get it cleaned up. The other facilities that we offer here are great walking trails. We have Baldwin Parks, which I've developed as an internal park experience within the development to try and make all the open spaces better and to integrate with external spaces as well. We have a full restaurant offering. We have a very good hotel brand coming here, which we'll be announcing in the future. And we also have a fantastic gym and children's facilities at this development.
I love that we've been talking about everything and we haven't even touched on the actual residential buildings that's part of the estate. Talk to us a little about that.
Yeah, we have our offering of what we call very integrated housing. We're starting this development at $799 for a one bedroom. I'm very proud of the one bedroom. We are really trying our best to make sure that the people that live in the one bedrooms are the ones that buy it. In other words, we don't want tenants in those small one bedrooms. We're trying to raise that the youngsters can enter the property. The designs are world class. We believe we'll win another award with this. Without being presumptuous, obviously we're going to enter it in our world award exhibitions. The Lifestyle Center has the most unbelievable two penthouses on the top with two swimming pools each, and they're selling at 30 million. One of them's already been sold, and the rest of the Lifestyle Center looks absolutely sensational.
Now, wait a minute. I just need to go into this vision a bit. The two penthouses. What, talk to us about like the view that you get to see. What does someone get to experience as one of the owners of the penthouses?
You know, I think my late grandmother was to blame by giving me lots and lots of Lego as a youngster. And I loved playing with Lego. And, you know, these penthouses have been a dream of mine. I've worked tirelessly with Eleanor and Guy Steenkamp to design two penthouses that are just knockout. They are six bedrooms. You've got a little grand piano. You've got display kitchens where you can have a chef for the evening. You have your own gym in the facility with a pool. And then upstairs, the master bedroom has this private gym and a beautiful swimming pool that cascades from the top over through a waterfall down to the bottom. These are going to be the biggest Instagrammable spots in town to go to. They're going to be sensational. I've bought one. I'm hoping another similar person buys the other one. There's four other ones as well that are about 10 million rand each. Those are also sensational single-level penthouses. So there's six absolutely superb properties to be bought here. And I'm hoping we can find six Africans that are proud of their heritage and we can really have some moments here.
Just please excuse me while I lift my jaw from the floor with this. This just screams luxury, luxury, luxury.
Yeah, we've done it to create inspiration as well. You know, I think it's seriously cool that someone can afford a $799 apartment and pay a bond of just over 7,000 rand a month and mix it up with a nice 30 million rand person. So that's what the New South Africa is all about. You know, we want to level the playing fields, make it inspirational. And I think it's the right thing to do in this economy of ours.
And aspirational as well. Starting out as a 799 buyer aiming for that penthouse.
100%. That's the idea born, is that you can follow us on a journey. And we've got a lot of clients that do follow us, and which we're very humbled and very proud about.
I think what really stands out to me in something like this is the importance of partnership, whether it's between Baldwin and Crystal Lagoons, whether it's with Baldwin and Waterfall. Getting the right type of partners is critical for a project like this.
It's absolutely critical. You know, 24 years ago, from very humble beginnings, I started off Baldwin Properties, and I realized quickly that in order to survive in this industry, in order to compete, you have to partner up. I've had a fantastic journey with a lot of partners. All of my partners are still with me. So it's a fantastic journey. And partnering up with a landowner like Waterfall is an absolute blessing, because to share in the vision is something very unique. Traditionally, most landowners just sell you the land and they're gone. Most of the time, you can't even remember who they are. You know, they're playing with a fantastic concept of infinity, which is a mind-blowing experience for the people that live here, because they're continually striving to be better and better.
And I must imagine that you feel like a proud parent today. Just as we're about to launch, you're seeing everything come together. How are you feeling about this?
I'm a very proud grandfather, because my grandson is coming along tonight, who's now just turned one. But, you know, every single one of my projects I take an extreme passionate interest in. I can't help myself. I generally drive people berserk with detail. And Munyaka, to me, is our best project we've ever done. I'm very passionate about it. I've had the pleasure and the honor of buying the one penthouse. So I'm putting my money where my mouth is and committing to this project. And my family are really looking forward to it, even with my speeder.
Even with your speeder. We'll also look forward to that. Believe you me. If you had to encapsulate the Baldwin stamp in three words, what would it be for someone to buy into exactly what Baldwin stands for, and particularly with this development?
Lifestyle, innovation, and quality.
That's it.
Simple as that. And we're constantly striving, listening to our clients and trying to improve this beautiful country of ours called South Africa. I've had the pleasure of meeting Mr. Ramaphosa, and he's also very proud that there's entrepreneurs out here that are not going to Australia, not going anywhere else, staying in South Africa and creating something for the people of this country.
Where can people get more information on Munyaka?
It's very simple on our website, baldwin.co.za. It's plastered. You can't miss us on our website. There's a lot of social media going around.
From speedos to penthouses, what more do you want at Munyaka?
I think what we want to do is to create a fantastic city at Munyaka. And we're also looking to a continued relationship with Waterfall, because I believe we've got something coming up in the future that can also be as good or maybe even a little bit better than Munyaka.
Well, if there's one person who I trust to make that happen, it's definitely you and the rest of the team. Steve, thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you very much for hosting me.
And if a crystal lagoon the size of 7 rugby fields, over 5,000 units and state-of-the-art penthouses isn't enough, Steve left the conversation with this cliffhanger.
We've also got another exceptional moment to tell everybody. But I think maybe we should just leave that for the next podcast. I'll give you a little bit of a clue. It's about the art that I'm commissioning for this development. It's not easy to commission art for a development, but we've got a big surprise coming for everybody. And I think at the next podcast, we'll officially announce that.
Following this discussion and the launch of Munyaka, Baldwin Properties have let me know that they have already sold 555 apartments and both penthouses to the value of 840 million rands. I look forward to having another catch-up with Steve in a future episode to find out how things are going. Thanks for listening to the second episode in our second season of the Waterfall Podcast. If you missed any episodes, make sure you go back and listen on the Go Waterfall app.